Hello, I'm Angela Colonni. Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for August 3rd, 2011. In this show, I will be speaking with Dr. David Klatzmann of the University of Pierre and Marie Curie in Paris about designing a new vaccine against hepatitis C virus. Hepatitis C virus infects liver cells, resulting in liver swelling or inflammation. People infected with hepatitis C virus often don't have any symptoms, but chronic infection can cause tissue scarring and cirrhosis and may lead to liver failure or cancer. Unlike the hepatitis A and B viruses, there is no vaccine that protects against hepatitis C virus. David Klatzmann, Charlotte Dalba, and their team now report a new strategy for making a vaccine against this virus. They use retrovirus-derived viral-like particles with surface proteins from the hepatitis C virus to induce broadly neutralizing antibodies against hepatitis C virus in macaques. Here now is David Klatzmann on the line to tell us more. Welcome, Dr. Klatzmann, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Why is there an urgent need for a vaccine against hepatitis C virus?
Hepatitis C virus is, in fact, transmitted through blood. And before it could be detected in blood transfusion, it was a major threat for people receiving blood products and IV drug users, notably in Western countries. But it was also a disease that was very prevalent in numerous areas of the world. For example, in some part of Egypt or China, where sometimes prevalence can go up to 30% of the population. And of course, with these high numbers and the transmission through blood, but that is not fully understood also, without ways to block the dissemination, the WHO estimated that, in fact, at the end of the century, there would be more HCV-related death worldwide than HIV-related death. So there is really a need to find a way to stop propagation of this infection. So, of course, in Western countries, just the screening of blood made the blood transfusion much safer. And, in fact, there are almost no more contamination. And in these countries, there is maybe not such a need for a preventive vaccine. But in other countries where there is this high prevalence, a vaccine could really help stop the propagation.
So what are virus-like particles and what are their advantages for vaccine design?
If you want to generate neutralizing antibody, then you have to express an entire protein in its proper conformation. And that really is what has been the problem for vaccine design for viruses like HCV or HIV. Now, the VLP, the virus-like particles, in fact, are structures that resemble viruses, but are usually devoid of a genome, for example, or some of the structural protein of a virus, and likewise, they cannot replicate. Okay, so they mimic the structure of a virus, but they are safe. And by mimicking the structure of a virus, they, of course, express these proteins that are the target for these neutralizing antibody in their proper conformation. So the design of virus-like particles as vaccine vectors was developed based on the recognition that most of the vaccines that are in use today in humans and that are efficient, in fact, are vaccines which are based on either killed virus preparation or attenuated virus preparation. So that's the case of measles vaccine, for example. So, of course, if you use directly the virus particle killed or attenuated, you're injecting to the patient something that has a proper structure. And it's understandable that the protein you want to target for generation of neutralizing antibodies are really in their proper conformation, wild-type conformation. Now, the question was how to design a platform that will be able to do the same thing, but would not have the potential safety problems that are linked to the fact that, for example, you inject an inactivated virus or an attenuated virus. And making these VLPs is one answer to this question. You really recreate the structure, but you don't have the genetic element and some of the protein elements of the viral particle that could be a problem for safety.
What happened when you injected macaques with the virus-like particles?
Okay, so when we injected the macaques with this particle, first we primed the macaque with some of the vectors that have been around for some time that are very good at triggering what we call T-cell responses. These were, for example, adenoviral vectors. And so these vectors, they generated the T-cell response we were expecting. And then we boosted the animals with the VLPs. And what we observed is that after the prime with the adenoviral vector, we saw a very good T-cell response that was wanted. We also saw some antibody response, but there was no neutralizing antibody response. So the antibodies that were generated recognize protein of the target virus, HCV, but they could not neutralize these HCV particles. And it's only when we boosted the animals with these VLPs that we saw the appearance of these neutralizing antibodies. And so these antibodies can actually bind the virus and then prevent the attachment of the virus to its receptor and the entry of the virus into the cells, and likewise protect from infection and virus dissemination. So that was the first thing we saw, which of course was exciting, but not enough. And it was not enough because, as I said before, we initially tested these neutralizing antibody for the capacity to neutralize the virus of the precise type we used for immunization. In that case, we use an HCV that is actually is coming from the 1A genotype. But so the big question was whether we could, in fact, also generate antibodies that would recognize other type of HCV that falls into different classes of HCV. So the same virus again, but different genotype. And we tested this, and to our great excitement, pleasure, we saw that, yes, we could generate antibodies that could neutralize all the genotype of HCV that we tested. So that was really great, and we believe that's the first time this has been described in the literature regarding the generation of neutralizing antibody against an HCV virus. It's the first towards the development of this vaccine in the clinic to try to prevent HIV infection. But more generally, it just shows how efficient are these VLPs to generate antibodies and neutralizing antibodies and what we call broadly neutralizing antibodies. And thus, it really opens a whole world for applying the same strategy for the development of vaccines against HIV, RSV, dengue viruses, and you can name them, many of them that are still urgent need to find solutions for blocking their dissemination.
So when can we expect to see this vaccine in the clinic?
It happened that for the reason I mentioned earlier, the preventive HCV vaccine is not of, let's say, major interest for the big companies that are actually manufacturing and marketing vaccines, because there is not much use for such a vaccine in Western countries where you have the financial resources to, in fact, buy it and use it. So we actually are trying to push this vaccine to the clinic with the help of French public agencies like the ANRS, the National Agency for AIDS and HCV Research. And we expect that maybe, you know, next year we'll be close to start a clinical trial.
Dr. Kletzman, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a fascinating paper.
Thank you very much, and it was a pleasure, and it's a great honor to be published in your journal.
That was David Kletzman of the University of Pierre and Marie Curie in Paris, France. Check out his paper on the Science Translational Medicine website at stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Angela Colmoni. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.